We come now to our prayers for others. We pray for those who are feeling weak, for those who are hungry or thirsty, for those who are homeless, for those who are prisoners, for those who are ill. In the silence, we remember in particular those suffering with the effects of the COVID virus, especially for those currently in hospital, for those who have had their livelihoods stripped away from them by the pandemic, and for those who worry about how they're going to keep feeding themselves and their families. Lord, we thank you for the work of those who support people in their hour of need. And in the silence, we pray for those volunteers working in so many difficult situations, in food banks, alongside the homeless, supporting those in prison. Lord, hear our prayer and give your strength. We pray for those who are feeling weak, for those who are lonely, for those with mental health problems, for those who doubt and those who struggle, for the bereaved. In the week where the deaths from COVID-related illnesses have exceeded 100,000, we pray for all of those families who have lost loved ones. Remember two of our own circuit local preachers who have died this week, and hold their families and their friends in our prayers. Lord, hear our prayer and give your strength. We pray for those who are feeling weak, for those who work for change in our world, for those who have power but cannot see how to use it, for those who have no voice. As we see the arguments between nations over the availability of the vaccine and the low numbers of those being vaccinated in lower income countries, we pray for compassion in the hearts of our leaders. Lord, hear our prayer and give your strength. We pray for those who are feeling weak, for those we worry about, for those we find it hard to love, for those whose lives pass without notice. In the silence, we remember our families and friends who we are separated from at the moment, remembering especially those who are in any need. Lord, hear our prayer and give your strength. We pray for ourselves in our weakness, for the commitment to serve you and others, for the desire to serve you and others, for delight in serving you and others. May our words and our actions reveal your presence to all around us. Lord, hear our prayer and give your strength. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer in the style and language of our choosing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.